So.
Orevan, hello. Jorge.
Jorge, hein?
Jorge, si.
Jorge, si. Bonjour. Hello.
Bonjour.
Today we will speak about tango. It's funny to speak about tango in Auroville, but we will speak about tango. So, I'd like to know about your experience, how tango came to you, or how you came to tango. So maybe I will give the first words to the lady. Mm-hmm. Means to you, Orevan, if you want to.
The way tango first found me was through Jorge.
Ah.
So I'd like to hear his part of the story.
Okay.
Before I introduce mine.
So I think, for me, I was working in Argentina. And I was rather bored in the evenings. And one day I ended up in a cafe. And in an old part of Buenos Aires, and I went there to eat, but then there's a show in the middle of the dinner. It was rather scary because the space was very small, and this couple was dancing, and the girl had her heels flying in the air millimeters from my face. I was frozen. I could not do anything. I could not eat. I could not breathe. Anyway, it was quite impressive, and then I asked the couple, so where can I see more of this? They're like, oh, go to this place called La Viruta in Buenos Aires, and 3 hours later, and three or four buses, at 3 a.m, I found the place. I don't know how, really, because I was basically going back home. I was basically decided I couldn't find it, and I entered the place. And I was mesmerized, would be the word. I was in shock when I went there because, first of all, it was full, not
three
empty.
O'clock.
Three o'clock in the morning, it was full. And it was very large hall. And there were, I would say, 1,000 people, but probably in reality 300. But there were a lot of people dancing. And I just looked at, I heard the music, and I had a connection with the music. I just liked the music. But what most impressed me was the fact that nobody crashed into anybody. You saw hundreds of people dancing in a small space. Well, it's a big space, but it was right next to each other. And they were like clockwork. They were moving in synchronicity with the music. And to me, that was fascinating. Seeing the music and the dancing and the unity that you had. Everybody was basically one. It was a unit. And that completely blew my mind.
So that was the beginning, the discovery of tango.
Yes.
It was in Argentina, huh?
In Buenos Aires.
But you're not from...
I'm from Ecuador.
Okay.
But I've always loved to dance.
Yeah.
From very small, I was always dancing. I mean, in Latin America, we go to a party and we go dance. But tango was later in life, 32, when I started dancing.
So till that time, till that moment, it was the beginning of a loving relationship with tango?
Yeah, it was a love at first sight.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you brought your lady with you in Auroville?
Yes, of course. You know, it's coming to Auroville. I wasn't even living in Auroville. I was living in Tijuana, Malay.
Yeah.
And I came by and I met several people that were into dancing, basically Stephanie. I met Stephanie. She was a salsa teacher. I hadn't danced salsa in a year, so I was really interested in dancing. And then she encouraged me to come. Start coming. So I started coming and doing workshops. That's when I met Orevan and a bunch of other people. And after a while, I eventually came and settled. Yeah.
So you're the one who export Argentina tango in Auroville.
Yeah, accidentally. Not on purpose. But it's
historically.
I think what I would say is tango was always the way for me to share something I loved, to share with the communities and share it with it's like teaching or sharing the passion.
And can you remember your first lesson or your first teaching of tango in the Rolin? You remember?
I remember the workshop, and I remember that there was a lot of people. I was expecting two or three, and there were like maybe 20.
You were there, Olivan? Already?
The first one you did,
I'm not sure, maybe the second or third one. I mean, I was coming once every 2 months or so.
Yeah. Which, so the year you were about?
That was about almost 5.5, 6 years back.
2007?
Something like that.
Okay.
So it's, you could say it was a slow start because I was obviously not living in Orbe, but I was just coming and sharing.
Yeah.
And people were responding in a very positive way because I think not only me, but many people love to dance. But tango ends up being something quite quite unique in a sense because you hear about tango. Yeah. You see maybe image of tango on the TV and the not in the radio necessarily, but in a magazine, and it's rather far away, and you don't really know how to grasp it. And I think the idea is, it's as I say, to me, tango is becoming one.
Yeah, we will speak about that a bit after, because I would like now, Orevan, because we know. How tango came to Auroville in a way, huh? And for you, Orevan, how did you receive this? Did you fell in love that in tango as not the same way, but in your own way?
Not quite, no. I started dancing tango. I started dancing because a friend of mine challenged me to. Because at the time I was around 16. And I was a tomboy. I was very confident in doing sports, lifting heavy things, doing a lot of work, but dancing, doing graceful things was out of the question. And once a friend of mine who loved to dance told me, listen, you said you like to work on yourself. You said you like to challenge your fears. I can see you're very, very scared of dancing, so come with me and let's learn tango.
So at the beginning, it was like a challenge.
Exactly. So the way it worked out, I actually ended up going to my first tango class. It wasn't a class given by Jorge. It was a class given by Georgie and Ashaman, who were giving a workshop for about a month. And there were about 50 people in the class. And it was a class of tango milonguero, which is you dance quite close to each other. So the first class kind of terrified me because there were very many people. The teachers dealt with it very well, but I left that class saying never again. Beautiful dance, very interesting, but never again. And then this friend of mine who had challenged me to dance, he said, how is it possible that you went without me? Now you have to come back and dance with me. I said, I'm not going back in there. So he dragged me back, saying you have to. You went without me, now you come back for one class with me. So I came back, and I was ready to leave somewhere in the middle of the class. It was just out of the respect for these teachers that I didn't leave, because they were doing a good job, but I was so uncomfortable having to deal with somebody so close to me, physically close to me. And in the middle of the class, Ashaman, one of the teachers, called to me and embraced me, separated himself, opened the embrace, and corrected me three little details in my postures. And I found a way of holding my body that I was comfortable. And so I could continue dancing. And I think by the third class, I actually came back, Jorge showed up, and he stayed around. That's why I think I wasn't quite there in the beginning of the workshops that you gave, because you were there regularly. And then I started dancing and enjoying it very much. It was very difficult, and I think if it had been a teacher other than Jorge, I would have probably stopped quite soon. Because Jorge has a tendency of giving a lot of space in the class. You just dance, practice, start to feel at ease.
And just also a kind of funny game, you know, something light.
Exactly.
If I can say.
It was very joyful and very simple, which is the only way I could put away a lot of my fears and start finding some kind of a comfort there.
Yeah.
I guess that was my beginning into tango.
Yeah. So, okay, thank you, Evan. So at the first time it was a bit difficult, then it came more and more comfortable and pleasant. And now you are in love with
tango? I can say that.
I can say that. Yeah, yeah. So my question is about, is there a difference a way in Auroville to dance tango is different than other parts of the world? This is a question which is interesting me, you know. Is there a specific way to dance tango in Auroville?
I think that we've been fortunate to have many really good teachers come by Auroville, and I think we get something from each of the teachers. And the more you get, the more evolved the dancing can become. Of course, it requires consistency in practice and stuff. But I think my dancing is from many different places, so whenever I go somewhere else to dance, they cannot figure out where I'm coming from because it's completely... It's different to them because they're used to dancing in one way. Yeah. Let's say you go to a country, Germany, France, there's a little bit of like a certain dominant styles.
Academic?
Sometimes it depends on the country, it depends on the teacher. But as Audubon was mentioning, I grew up in a country where we simply love to dance. To us, dancing is like for somebody else going to a party and talking to people and just being sociable. For me, it's more like dancing is the social part. And we always find the joy in the dance. We're just laughing and just taking it easy. And other countries, like you go maybe to Russia, and it's very precise, very beautiful, but there's another energy there. So I think what people like is, you know, the way that we're dancing here is quite open and really inviting. You know, we're happy to have somebody coming from anywhere to come and dance with us. We're just, you know, any day that somebody comes from any country, you're like, yes, come, please. And other times you go to a country like in Paris and you go to dance and they're not so open to somebody that they don't know. There's like a little bit of a wall, but here we're open. We're really open. Yeah. That makes a difference, I think.
Yeah. And Revan, maybe as you are, you're born here in Auroville, it means that maybe there is a resonance, I don't know how to say in English.
Resonance?
Resonance. About what you feel, what said Jorge?
I think that with the, let's say, the way tango has grown here in the last 5 years or so, we have a very, very diverse group from all kinds of different backgrounds. Very different ages also.
Mm-hmm.
And a group of people who would not necessarily come together under other circumstances. So it's a very, very rich social group somehow, but it's linked because of this passion for tango.
But isn't it the same thing in all the parts of the world? That people who are dancing in Paris, they come for tango, not for Paris?
Of course. I would say the thing that is particular in Auroville, though it may be true of a lot of other places as well, is that for a lot of people, when they started tango or on their tango journey, tango became one of the tools to work on themselves, one of the tools to reflect as to who they are, what are their fears, what are their strong points, how they deal with becoming one with another person, becoming one with a whole group along with the music. And it's been kind of taken up really as a conscious work on oneself as well.
Mm.
And I think that's what's quite particular, and there's a strong will to learn from from everybody who's been dancing here. A strong will to learn, to explore all kinds of different teachers. I think that has been a very positive input, is that we've had a lot of people coming through with different experiences. And people have been able to take a bit from everywhere, but keeping a certain core as to what their own tango is.
Yeah.
And be able to create their own path in tango.
Yeah. And I've noticed something which was very strong to me, is that women are most of the time closing their eyes. It means that they're not leading, they are following the movement brought by the man, because it's a man and a woman. And so I'm quite interested in the way you feel this. I mean, what I know is the abrazo. It means the way that the things are not really shown, but it is felt. But maybe you can speak from the inside about that. I'm not sure I was clear for that. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's clear.
Yeah. But since it doesn't follow,
I'd say the embrace is something is the most powerful thing in tango. It's the central point of tango. It's, to me, it's born from the music. It's the reason that we go to embrace somebody, that I go and take somebody in my arms that I might not know, is because I want to dance. And the only way to do that is to somehow become one with that person and create that embrace. Now, that embrace can't be just at a physical level. I can't take somebody in my arms just physically. It has to really be born from energy, because it's music that's creating all of that. And so to become sensitive to that, to not dance a physical tango where the woman is being driven around by the man, but where they're dancing together, you need to, I would say, really focus on energy that creates movements all the time. And as a lady in tango, I've always found it a lot simpler, though at the beginning a little bit scary, to simply close my eyes when I dance, because it's easier to shut off everything else from outside. Our eyes are often the senses that we use the most in daily life, that we get the most distraction from. So for me to concentrate, to be fully well in an embrace, to enter the dance, I automatically close my eyes wherever I'm dancing, whether it's in Orville or elsewhere. And I know a lot of women do that, not necessarily all.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's an important sign of trust. Of trust, and it really enables me to enter the world of the dance and to switch off from everything else.
But it is the privilege of the woman, because for the man, he has to open the eyes.
It's better.
Yeah, if we close our eyes, we crash.
It has happened to some of our gentlemen.
Yeah. But I would say the relationship, if you see the lady closing their eyes, it helps them disconnect from the visual and just concentrate on the internal. But it's also a way to help you not question. And this is the thing about the dance in tango. I am a lead and I'm doing a movement. My partner has to listen through her body at exactly what I'm doing. If she thinks or makes an assumption, then it's broken. Then the connection and the intention is broken. The same happens to the man. As a lead, I cannot think. The moment I think, and Orevan, I can be dancing with Orevan, and she can feel the moment I'm thinking. Because I lose my flow, or I lose the connection with the music. Yeah. So this is the meditative part, you could say, of the tango, but of course, I cannot close my eyes, but I can also not think. I have to, and the reason tango is takes a while to learn is because you need to reach the level where you stop thinking. You just flow. And you're completely connected to your partner and completely connected to the music.
So what I hear about, when I hear you both, I think it's fully a spiritual dance. Is that true for you?
I would say it can become a very spiritual dance. And I think that's, I feel that this is what we're doing here. I feel it's when, as a teacher, as we've started teaching others in Arabic, you can see the changes in people as they grow in tango. And just a simple example of this is people that come, and we've had cases of some leads that have been just watching for a month, just watching, not even dancing, just watching and watching, like I did when I was in Argentina at first, and just watching and wondering how this happens. And then having some of them becoming brave enough to start dancing, yeah? And beginning with a lot of nervousness, a lot of fear of like, how do I do this? What do I do? You know, your mind is going and racing and racing. And then a year later, 2 years later, 2 years later, the person is completely relaxed, completely flowing. But you can see the confidence in the person changing and the ability of the person. And this happens a lot between, let's say, Tamil students and foreign students. Many times the Tamil students are having a hard time being able to have a normal interaction, really relaxing interaction with somebody else. And as they develop in the dance, they find themselves with the confidence that you can be with somebody and dance, and it's fine. There's nothing to it. So I think that's I have seen changes in people through, and I, you know, you can't attribute 100% of it to tango, but I would say that by working in the dance, we've been able to bring people together in that way.
You have something to say about that?
I would say that tango can work really at many levels, and it depends what you want to do with it and how you approach tango. I think tango works enormously on the vital force, on the life force, on energy, on dealing with all the difficulties of life somehow, and finding a certain calm, dealing with emotions. Understanding that somehow the things need to be always simple, very, very simple in tango. Just like Jorge said earlier, that we shouldn't think about things. We shouldn't think about steps that we're going to make. We shouldn't think about what the other person is thinking while we're dancing, or the person sitting down. There's a whole part that has to completely relax. And it doesn't mean becoming lazy or losing intensity in any way, because intensity needs to be somehow built up, but in a lot of simplicity. And I would say one of the things that we didn't mention earlier about the group, the tango group in Orville, is that it's remained a very simple group somehow. People really come together to dance. The evenings of dancing are really just about dancing. And yeah, somehow I think it's very, very important that tango keeps a simple element. It can be a tool for a lot of things, a lot of work on oneself. Take it wherever you will, but it needs to remain simple, very simple.
Hmm. Yeah, this is what I can say also as a observator, as someone who looks at. So I'd like to ask you some question. One question about the courses you give, practical things which are happening in Auroville is weekly. Can you speak about that? About the tempo you give to the courses?
Well, we usually have 2 to 3 classes of tango a week. On Monday from 6 to 7 we have a beginner's class, from 7 to 8 an intermediates. Every Wednesday we have a practica, which is an open space, a space open to all tango dancers, from 7:30 till about 9 o'clock at Sochu. And usually on Fridays we have an additional class, which is called an hour to study, to go really in depth into little details. from 8 to 9.
Yeah.
And then generally we have about 1 to 2 to sometimes 3 milongas a month.
What is milonga?
The milonga is actually a type of music, in fact, but it also is it's a fast tango, you could say, but it's also the term that you use to get together and dance. In Spanish, you could say fiesta.
Yeah,
in
party.
Tango, you could say milonga.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the way we call it when we get together. Because one thing is you go to a class, you're learning, you're practicing. But the most important thing is really to go and dance and just enjoy yourself. So that's the milonga.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. Okay. So this happens twice a month.
In different places. We usually rotate between 3 or 4 places. Yeah. Sometimes it's the homes of dancers.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's units of Orville. Sometimes it's just these spaces that we have around Orville, performance spaces or others.
Okay. So my last question, I think, will be about this event you do once a year, about the festival. Can you talk about that, where you are now? Because I think the next one will be in March. So I think you begin to prepare that. Can you speak just a few words for the people around the world, maybe? You can listen to that to invite them to come?
Sure. First, I'd like a little bit of an introduction as to where the idea of a festival came up, because we're a very young community in Orville and in India, in tango.
Yeah, well, actually, there's always this issue. The issue is, in order to dance tango, in order to experience the milonga that you were talking about, having a concentrated group of people just dancing as one, you know? Like as I experienced in Buenos Aires, we realized that, okay, this is difficult for people from Orville to be traveling to Buenos Aires to experience this, or to travel to Europe in some places where they have these really nice milongas. So I figured, okay, we should bring the milonga or tango world here. And that was kind of, it's a way of letting all of us here in Orville experience it firsthand. And that was kind of the way it started. It's like, okay, let's bring tango. I mean, the milonga.
Yeah.
All that essence to us over here. And I gave the seed.
Yeah.
But others, the whole group. Yeah. Especially Oreva and Mona. I mean, different people within the group have really taken it into themselves to organize it. And it's been fantastic.
So you're still an artist and they are the producers.
So actually, exactly, about 4 years ago, Jorge had this crazy idea, let's do a festival. And most of us had about 2 years of tango experience, maybe less. And we all said, yes, let's do that. We had no idea what we were doing.
Yes, exactly.
Most of us had never danced outside of our little group of Orville, and we were very, very fortunate that around that period a man came and settled in Bangalore, Hubert, who had been dancing tango for quite a while, and he said, listen, if you want to do a festival, let's invite my teachers. And so we said, can we? We had no idea what we were doing. And so somehow we got these absolutely wonderful high-class teachers from Italy down here. And it was a beautiful moment. There were about 90 dancers from around India, mostly. And 2-3 international couples. And the way we organized it was a 4-day festival with about 12 hours of tango classes during those 4 days. And dancing every evening for as long as people survived. And it went very, very well the first year. It was very difficult on the organizers, for sure. It was a lot of work, a lot of... But the festival was a very beautiful moment, and we decided to redo that the next year. We invited... so far, we've kept inviting this Italian couple, Pino and Caterina, from Turin. And one more couple every year that would rotate. And last year, when we organized the third festival, we had about 120 dancers. We've been wanting to keep our festival relatively small, so we really focus on studying tango, as tango is very young in India, and we really want to be able to learn as much as possible. We had about 120 dancers, two, three international couples again. And this year, the festival will be in March, from the 12th to the 15th. Again, 4 days. And we're re-inviting for the fourth time Pino and Caterina from Turin, and for the second time Vangelis and Mariana from Athens, who are a beautiful young Greek couple who we found and we were very happy with last year. So they're coming back this year, and we're looking forward to it very much, actually. I think from what I've heard of different people who've come here for festivals, whether teachers or students, they find it quite extraordinary to be in the middle of a forest carrying their tango shoes around in dirt roads and realizing that a whole bunch of people have gathered here in the middle of a South Indian forest to dance tango. And there are a few festivals now around India, there are two or three festivals. And so tango is growing in the country, and hopefully, let's see, it's going somewhere interesting.
Yeah. And there's maybe a place where our listeners now at the radio could have information regularly, or there's a Facebook or something you can...
There is a Facebook page. The website is on the way to being made. The Facebook page is Tango in Auroville, India.
So we can find like that?
Can find it like that. And otherwise, the email address is tango@auroville.org.in.
Yeah, can you repeat it?
Tango
singular.
Tango, T-A-N-G-O, at auroville.org.in.
Okay. So there will be some information soon?
There is already information on Facebook where the word is being spread around.
And we can register? People can register when?
Registrations will open in December.
Yeah.
And there will be a maximum of 150 places.
Yeah.
So it's not too much. And voila.
Okay.
That's about it.
So then thank you very much, and let's do tango all together.
Muy bien.
Muy bien. Thank you very much.